I'm John Idstey in Middleton, Wisconsin, just outside Madison, where Russ Feingold conceded defeat. The three-term senator had hoped his reputation as an independent, who occasionally clashed with his own party, would protect him from the Republican tidal wave. But despite a big Democratic get-out-the-vote effort, Feingold was swamped. He invoked Bob Dylan as he thanked his supporters and staff.
"But my heart is not weary. It's light and free. And I've got nothing but affection for those who have sailed with me."
Not surprisingly, supporters like Susan Dopp were devastated.
"Oh my gosh, he's been the best thing that's ever happened to this state. It'll be a tremendous loss."
Ron Bensell, a retired civil servant, was confused by Feingold's defeat.
"I just can't understand what the nature of this wave that is sweeping the nation and what it is. I'm really befuddled."
But Feingold signaled he may not be done with politics.
"So, it's on to the next fight. It's on to the next battle. It's on to 2012.
But whether Feingold will be a candidate or a foot soldier in the next battle remains to be seen. John Idstey, NPR News, Middleton, Wisconsin.